Mariculture is a fancy word for ocean-based farming. In Alaska, mariculture products usually are shellfish and, more recently, kelp. At Hump Island Oyster Company, they grow both, but it started with oysters. Owner Trevor Sandy gave a little history to Alaska Governor Bill Walker at the farm site. Sandy says they wanted to start growing in 2012, but there was an oyster seed shortage that year. He says that's one reason including hatcheries in the state loan fund is so important. Sandy says in 2013, they put their first seed in the water. To make that happen, he says they received funding through the state's revolving loan fund.
Without it, we wouldn't be here because it's, you know, we're not quite in the black yet, but it's a long time to get a return in this farming industry, but I think it's a good one.
Oysters take 3 to 5 years to reach a marketable size, maybe even longer. And while farms in the Midwest deal with insects, tornadoes, etc., Southeast Alaska mariculture farms have their own unique challenges. Farm manager Buddy Anderson detailed a couple. The first was a big storm with 100-plus mile-per-hour winds.
And I came to work that morning, and the 100-foot storage float was on this dock on the beach behind us in about 4 pieces.
Another storm came through a week later, Anderson says, causing even more damage. And then there's the starfish. He says they are an oyster farm's worst enemy.
Believe it or not, they take what they call their super strength tentacles, and they put one on each side of the oyster, and they're able to pop the shell open, and they actually stick their stomach out, and they'll suck the oyster out. We lost a lot of oysters to that.
But they've managed to keep going and keep growing. Anderson says they sell oysters mostly to Alaska restaurants up north. They also sell some locally, some to cruise ships, and some to restaurants down south. They added bull kelp to their product line last year, Sandy says, and sell that to a Juneau-based kelp products company. He hopes to see some profit from the entire operation very soon. Walker says House Bill 76, sponsored by Ketchikan Representative Dan Ortez, helps Alaska businesses like Hump Island Oysters at the very start of a new operation, when traditional loans are less likely to be approved. Walker likened this bill to another seed bill he signed a week earlier in Palmer.
Without the seed, you can't really do the get them going. And so what I always look for in these kinds of businesses is what is the pinch point that we could help with.
Julie Decker is with the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation and sits on the state's Mariculture Task Force. She was at the signing, too, and says hatcheries are a pinch point, and adding them to the loan fund will make a big difference.
Like this developmental stage of the industry, financing can be hard, you know, especially for a hatchery that, you know, needs to produce seed for a large industry, but it's relatively small. So in this sort of this curve of industry growth, the loan funds can help sort of stabilize their operations until the industry then has a ability to grow up to where it needs to be to support that type of infrastructure.
In addition to the bill, Governor Walker signed an administrative order extending the Mariculture Task Force's mission. That group came up with a plan to encourage that industry in Alaska, and now members like Decker get to work on implementation. Decker says there are 60 permitted sites in Alaska now from Southeast to Homer, but only 20 are producing commercially, and of those, just a handful are producing anything significant. There are new ocean farms in the works, Decker says, and a lot of interest for more. Mark Shearer is working toward a permit for Premium Aquatics, a new 127-acre oyster and kelp farm near Craig on Prince of Wales Island. He came along to witness the bill signing.
It's really important that we need to develop infrastructure, and this is part of the process of developing the infrastructure. For example, all of the kelp seed needs to be produced within the state, and to do that, we need hatchery infrastructure like Oceans Alaska. If Oceans is capable of producing more and has access to some money to help it get started and in a more significant way, particularly on the kelp side, you know, we build the infrastructure, then the demand will follow.
Oceans Alaska is a mariculture hatchery based in Ketchikan. Decker says new sites like Shearer's show the potential for growth.
Silver Bay Seafoods out of Sitka has applied for an oyster farm site as well. There's others in, I'm telling you, the Pribilof Islands, the Aleutian Chain. There are people all over the state actually looking at this, and it's really exciting.
Seaweed in particular seems to have sparked new interest, Decker says. Seaweed or kelp can be a bonus crop for oyster farmers because it's planted and harvested during the downtime for oysters. And she says, unlike slow-growing bivalves, a kelp crop provides faster cash for a new, struggling ocean farm. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.